Now, I can remember those old big old horn Victrolas that played the disc. You know, the...
Mm-hmm. Like that thick?
Yeah, there was a disc, you know, about like a fruit jar built in and knocked out of it.
Yeah.
But then later we got a Victrola's big cabinet affair that had raised the lid up here, put your, you know, regular platters on.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had a crank on the side for power. You had doors, you regulate your volume with the well, not the only way you had to regulate the volume. It was open one door or both doors or muffle it down.
Some of them, I think, had a baffling and you could flip the lever. And
well, this one had two doors, and then down below here it had two more doors for, you know, shelving for your extra records.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember right, that's the only volume control we had, was open and shutting the doors.
Mm-hmm. I remember in... I guess it was 36. So us went up to Lake Tahoe. We didn't start it there. I lived in California then. But we started up for Lone Pine. We got there and the fishing wasn't good and we had a few dollars left. So we wound up at Tahoe. One kid had an aunt up there. She wasn't there then, but her house was there. So we pitched our tent in her yard and then the caretaker said, go on inside. The caretaker was just a neighbor. So we went in and there was a Victrola there with a bunch of old records. We used to play three of them. I can only remember two of them now, the Jolly Coppersmith and one called Cohen Owes Me $97.
I don't remember those two. I remember one we had, I can think of a tune, but I can't remember the title at the moment. Of course we had the St. Louis Blues.
Well, I think that was there. I think everybody had that record. But we just picked out these.
And, you can't remember the name of it at the moment. I can just nearly get the tune. And I hadn't thought about it. Coming Through the Rye. I don't remember any more about it than that. It was Coming Through the Rye.
Yeah.
Was the title on this thing. And I thought, boy, they had them.
It's a real sentimental one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, where did the smoke go when you burned stuff in your fireplace?
Where did it go?
Well, did you have a stove pipe to take it out? Or?
Oh, we used that. Oh, one of our houses that we've lived in had just a big rock fireplace, which a rock flue went clear through to the out through the roof, and one of them was brick. And just a rock flue that went clear out the top.
Mm-hmm. What did you put your wood on in there?
Well, of course, the one I can remember best was a grate and used coal. Now, that old big one down at the old place, what do you call it, dog irons or? You know, they had them fancy things with legs sticking under the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them dog irons?
Yeah. Dog irons and fire dogs.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. You know, it's kind of a leg to build fire stuck back under the fire. And then, of course, everybody supposed to have little fancy different things stuck up in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
But golly Pete, you kept out there on that prairie where we were. You couldn't afford to burn wood because too far to haul it.
Yeah.
But see, of course you could get coal, even that old big one down there, when I moved out down there in that house, I bricked it up and put a flue in it so it would be, could use coal in it. Because you could get coal that's down there nearly anywhere.
Mm-hmm.